Uncertainty reigns in Europe as Greek leaders await anxiously for Germany to agree on a bailout plan for the country's debt-laden economy. Analysts fear if Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel continues to dither, the euro could be pulled into the abyss as other debt-ridden countries such as Spain and Portugal follow suit. But one man telling Europe, "I told you so," is President Václav Klaus, who says the euro is the cause of Greek woe. Rob Cameron has the story.
President Klaus has long been a critic of European integration, saying it's going too far, too fast, at the expense of freedom and democracy. He repeated those concerns once again in a speech on Thursday morning at Berlin's Humboldt University. He told students it was time to re-evaluate the European integration model and, if necessary, embark on a new one. Mr. Klaus has, over the years, repeatedly singled out the single European currency as a perfect example of misguided European policy, saying it was a doomed project which ignores fundamental economic sense. If Greece still had the drachma, he said in a recent article for Germany's Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, the Greek government could merely devalue its currency by 40%. Because of the euro, it can't. The euro, he said, was the real cause of the Greek tragedy. Václav Klaus is not alone in those views. Mikhail Semin is the director of the St. Joseph Institute, a conservative and Eurosceptic think tank.
The common currency was introduced for political reasons. The aim was to foster the political unification of the EU member states. But it didn't take into account the vast differences between the member states in terms of their, you know, economic growth and infrastructure and social conditions and so forth. And because a single currency works when you have not just a single market, but where the differences are not so big between the regions. You know, Greece, during the last decade, they lived above their means. If you compare Greece with, let's say, Northern European member states or Germany, these are so different countries. It's almost impossible to have a single currency working.
Mikhail Semin says, in his view, the EU will have no option but to prop up the euro by any means necessary, as letting it fail would essentially mean the failure of European integration. He fears that the only way to save the euro is creating a single European government capable of enforcing a single European fiscal policy, the dreaded EU superstate, as envisaged by Václav Klaus. Czech commentators in favour of European integration and normally friendly to the euro say it hasn't come to that yet, but reading the opinion pieces in the newspapers, they are remarkably short on optimism.
Rob Cameron with that report. Now, the refitting of the Czech Republic